Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where Wednesday's markets really didn't go anywhere. Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management.
We had the Philippines buying some soy meal today, and that didn't move the markets much, you know, but there isn't much news to move the market. We know there's a good-sized crop out there. You know, corn demand has been good, and that's helped keep that from dropping too much. But soybeans, though, China still has not bought any new crop soybeans, and that's really been putting pressure on that this week.
Jamie Kohaki, Paragon Investments on AgriTalk.
Really haven't looked that good since about 2 weeks ago on a Friday when we saw some rumors, you know, a spike into the market of China, and that never did come out true. We've seen some heavy, heavy deliveries this week in all the soy products. I think that's put, you know, kind of a wet blanket on top of the market as well. And like I said earlier, China's overbooked. I don't see anything this year that's probably going to make a difference with China for us. And by that time it happens, of course, you know, you're into harvest, early harvest time in parts of South America. So I think beans are going to struggle. I do like, you know, corn being, you know, supportive. I like wheat being supportive. But this bean market, it just doesn't really have any incentive right now to keep pushing some length into the upside.
And how about China? Will they eventually buy any beans?
I don't see them buying any beans. I mean, I think we've lost close to 10 million metric tons already with them for, you know, tariff back and forth, cheaper prices down in Brazil. They're overbooked. The earliest that I could see based on current supplies of being overbooked would be maybe Thanksgiving time period, you know, and we get it there by Christmas, something like that. But it's going to be a short-term type deal as, you know, the South American harvest is right around the corner after that. Well, I'm surprised so far the inflation has stayed relatively steady, but I don't think we're going to see really the repurchasing start until this fall. Everybody, you know, front-loaded. And from what I've seen, you know, those supplies have lasted, you know, pretty much through Labor Day, and the heat can start later this fall. But the key, too, will be the spring court. How soon can they take that up? You know, and how fast can they rule on it as well, too, and how that plays out. But there's so much of these deals that I don't think are even resolved. They say they are, but there's no details of, you know, especially with the European Union with, you know, with the ag products there. They say, yeah, they're buy. But I haven't seen any numbers that have confirmed that.
Between now and next Friday's crop production number, Jamie Kohaki, what do you see for bean trade?
I see a neutral number there. I don't think we're going to see a big game changer one way or the other. Not a whole lot of new fresh information out since August. Numbers still probably stay inflated yield-wise, carry-out-wise. And I think the numbers longer term will have to be adjusted, you know, per the ethanol numbers, you know, on the corn. Maybe they lower exports on beans a little bit yet. But I think all that should be factored into the market and really just get more concerned on, you know, on the, are we 51, maybe 53? Can we get a trade deal done with China and force them to buy something, phase one or phase two deal again? But other than that, I mean, I think beans are just stuck in here and slide on lower.
Jamie Kohaki, Paragon Investments. Your thoughts on the corn market?
You know, the lows are probably in. We're trading, you know, probably 186, 187, you know, trend line yield right now. Demand has been, you know, pretty solid at times. We've shaved off all the pretty much heavy shorts into the market. You know, next upside would be the 430 area for D's. And then, you know, of course, we would start, you know, taking off heavier yields at 450 be the, you know, upside target.
But the always optimistic Todd Horowitz of Bubba Trading.
The risk of the downside is so little now. Where are they going to go? Zero? I mean, come on. Let's go. We're going up. Yeah. Now, I do think they're going higher. And I would be a buyer. And I think you're starting to see some action in some of the other commodities that look good. And, you know, again, we're still very slow. There's a lack of participation in all markets right now, except for gold, which is going bananas. But at the end of the day, I think there'll be demand. I think prices will go higher. And I would love to be a buyer. I'm a buyer here, and I'd buy more. The central banks are buying gold, and everybody else is buying gold. Now it's a fear trade. It's a FOMO trade. Listen, I love gold. I think gold's going higher, but I would suggest there'd be a pretty big sell-off in the next couple of weeks, which will be just another buying opportunity. You see the same in silver. I thought silver would get to 45 this year. It's already at 43. So, I think that right now you've got some fear in the world. You've got central banks chasing the gold markets up. You've got people chasing gold up. And that's telling you that inflation is going higher, which is, we know. It's a fact. And they're like, all right, this is going to go up faster.
Todd Horowitz on AgriTalk. All right, it's time for a weather forecast. Some nippy numbers to report this morning on Inside Agriculture.